Temna zvezda. Oddaja o filmu in skritih straneh filmskega vesolja. Vsak prvi in tretji ponedeljek v mesecu ob 8:30 zvečer.
Pozdravljeni v novi temi zvezdi, v kateri boste danes lahko prisluhnili daljšemu posnetku sicer razrezanega pogovora s Pritom Parnom, ki je bil skupaj z Olgo, soprogo pa tudi ustvarjalko, rezidenčni umetnik letošnje 7. animateke, ki se je včeraj v Ljubljani končala s podelitvijo nagrad zmagovalnim animacijam. Z mednarodno najuspešnejšim estonskim avtorjem in profesorjem na Talinski akademiji, rojenim 1946. leta v Talinu, ki je sprva delal kot botanični ekolog, od konca 60. let minulega stoletja pa kot karikaturist in ilustrator, sta se v Kinodvoru v sklopu tako imenovanega delovnega zajtrka pogovarjala Igor Prasel in Nobuaki Doi. Na letošnjem 7. mednarodnem festivalu animiranega filma, ki bo med 16. in 18. decembrom z delnim programom potekal tudi v kino Udarnik z otvoritvijo razstave Špele Čadež z naslovom Mali svetovi, ki bo med drugim obiskovalkam in obiskovalcem omogočila, da bodo pokukali v proces nastajanja stop motion animiranega filma, smo si gledalke in gledalci v retrospektivi posvečeni Pritom lahko ogledali vsa njegova dela, razen nekaterih reklam, ki pa organizatorjem niso bile dostopne v vizualnem formatu. Prit Parn, ki od začetka 80. let deluje kot svobodni grafični ustvarjalec, je v zadnjih 25. letih imel več kot 30 samostojnih razstav po celem svetu. Bil pa je tudi umetniški vodja in režiser animiranih filmov pri studiu Tallinn Film, od leta 1994 pa deluje studiu Esti Junis Film. Parn je za 11 animiranih filmov dolgih do 45 minut, kratke filme in reklame prejel okoli 70 mednarodnih nagrad, med katerimi je potrebno izpostaviti nagrado Asifa za življenjsko delo, prav tako je njegov opus predstavljen prek številnih retrospektiv širom sveta. A svojega znanja ta izjemno priljubljeni ustvarjalec in eden največjih animatorjev ne drži zase. Deli ga namreč tudi z učenci, mnogim je pomagal na njihovi ustvarjalni poti, nasploh je estonska animacija zelo zanimiv fenomen, saj zadnjih 20 let deluje, poleg članstva v žirijah na več kot 30 mednarodnih filmskih festivalih, tudi kot učitelj. Naj povemo še, da je od leta 2008 član Evropske filmske akademije, v letih 1994 in 2007 je bil umetniški vodja oddelka za animacijo na Akademiji za umetnost v finskem Turkuju, od leta 2006 pa je tudi vodja oddelka za animacijo na Estonski akademiji za umetnost. Kako pa se vse začelo? Igor Prasel in Prit Parn.
You told us that you started in 77 after being kind of called and being approached by Rein Ramak and also like Fyodor Chitruk, the Russian author, before you started to work on your own films. Is this true?
No. Nothing doing with Fyodor Chitruk. Fyodor Chitruk, he gave advice to Rein Ramak. Rein Ramak made in 72, he made drawing for his studio in Tallinn. Before there was just stop motion, puppet film studio, no film, but was situated in 56, I think. I made design for two films made by Rein Ramak. It was by contract, so I made just this graphic design for characters, and another artist he was paying to, he made colors. Mm-hmm. But so actually I don't work like in the film team. And 76, when they invited me to studio to be director, but I had to make another designer's work, and I made design for a film of Harbour Pystick. It's called Sandy, I think. Yeah, Sandy.
But before this, this was your first work with film, with animation film. Before you were only drawing, you were publishing illustrations?
Mainly caricatures. Caricatures and illustrations. Mm-hmm.
And but then why this idea, or why the need to go from caricature, from illustration to animation film? Did you feel
actually from biology to animated film? Because because I work, I studied biology in Tartu University, and I work 6 years after graduation of university. I work like biologist, and I. In parallel, I draw caricatures and illustrations, but it's just, I feel it's a moment to make decision, because to do these two things, it seems it too much.
But we're doing biology work at the Botanical Garden in Tallinn, right?
Yes, but it just our team, we belong to the Botanical Garden, but we had nothing to do with this garden. We made research about human influence to nature, and my thing was I made some mathematical model about why grass is growing, how it's growing.
But have you been drawing also, like doing this job of researching how grass is growing, or
no? It was quite mathematical.
Uh-huh. It was doing caricatures in parallel.
Well, at the same time working in biology and doing caricatures also to make a little bit more money, because in this homeless
place, this was a little bit more, but much more.
V kakšno okolje pa se je pritrudil, predvsem pa, kako je njegovo otroštvo vplivalo na njegovo stvarjalno pot in kako je ta v začetni fazi potekala. Več naša sogovornika.
Actually, you were born in 1946, when the Second World War finished, and that was really bloody times, especially in Estonia, where like in the war the regime was connected with the Nazis, and then when the Russian came, they made bloody mess.
Russian came and made first deportation before war, and then Germans came, and then Russians came again, and it was the next few waves of deportation. So, but I born 46, so about war I don't remember too much.
But you've been told stories? Do you remember? I mean, because that's. I'm trying now to understand how much this your childhood then affected your artistic work.
My childhood was for Estonian artists maybe a bit extraordinary. My father worked on railway, and we lived 8 kilometers outside of small railway and railway town, and it was also Soviet. Military airport. And when I was 5, our family removed to this town, and this part of town where we live. All my age boys on the street, they speak language I never heard. Mm. All of them have been Russians. So I learned very quickly this language, and this was all of them, they have been workers, families, and it was actually kind of lumpen proletariat. And so this childhood was quite physical. You have to prove who you are, and because for them it was, let's say, 1951. War was over in 45. So in 5 years they all came from Russia, settled down in Estonia, and early Estonia was for them was fascist. So and you have on the street you have to prove who you are. And of course I don't know who is fascist. But I learned language very quickly, and finally I think my roots is in this society. You know, I went to an Estonian school, but this living at home, it was the surrounding, it was more Russia.
Do you remember also Russian television? Do you remember watching animation films for children, Russian on television when you were young?
Television. In Estonia television they started for something
late 50s,
yeah. So and some neighbors they had TV with such kind of screen, like bigger than post stamp, you know. Mm. And sometimes we get to watch the neighbors some things. But TV wasn't so important. Reading was important stuff.
Reading books,
it was in 2 days, 500 pages.
But well, novels, usually, or
yeah, all stuff, all from Jeff Fenimore Cooper to Walter Scott and
Kipling, the travel around the world.
I think in Estonia, all this time, was quite a lot of translated books, especially books that fit. To this age boy, and I read also, for me it wasn't different to read in Estonia or in Russia, so selection of books was quite big for me.
What about illustrated books or comics or illustration? No. Where did you start to see what's going on in the world with illustration, or did you start by yourself?
Caricature, it came later because there was possibility to see Czech and Polish magazines for caricatures. And this came from this. So I started to draw caricatures. I was maybe 16 when my first drawing was published.
And where? It was a newspaper or
it was some sport newspaper. Of course, sport has been for me always very important, and especially for surviving in society, you need to be physically dangerous.
So, which sport especially? Which discipline?
In school time, I went to training in shooting. Wrestling.
Wrestling.
American wrestling.
Roman Greek style or?
Yeah, Roman Greek and Friday style both. And then
judo.
And when I was in university, it was judo came late to Estonia. It was Soviet version, quite similar to judo, but it's called sambo. And I did sambo.
And then football and those kind of things?
No, I don't like games too much.
Individual sports?
Yeah, and skiing, like skiing.
Okay, I think we kind of...
But everything is connected in your life. So with our group, with this sambo, our trainer took us, there was shooting of it's, until now, it's most well-sold Estonian feature film. It was made in 67 and called Last Rally. And they need students, and we did with our group all this stunt in this film. And artist, designer of this film was Ray Rao.
So actually, this was your first. Like walking into the film scene.
Yes.
The first time you saw a camera, the first time.
Well, I already was in Tallinn after graduating. and I had a name like caricaturist. So then Ramoth saw me, we take the same bus. Mm-hmm. And he saw me there and said to Frit that maybe you come and go to the studio, and he'd like to talk. And he asked me to make design for him. That is what I first step.
Kako pa Parm pristopa k prepletu vizualnega in narativnega s fokusom na film Hotel E, v katerem premišljuje o nasprotjih in mejah sodobne Evrope?
I think in every film I try to make this visual outlook it's coming out from story. And in Hotel there are with the story, there are like two different rooms, and one person going from one room to another and coming back. So the main task was to make these two worlds how much is possible different. So one is full of color, and the color, we try to make the color, I say movie because in this film and in my previous films, I work with my girlfriend, Miller Kick, he's a painter. He made this all the colors. I made the graphic, the character design. And we try to work out colors that are not bright, but they are soft and too soft and too sweet to feel it's even enough. Not very nice to see this. And also about the movements for this colorful world, we used rotoscoping. It's not real rotoscoping because we took keyframes from this video material and actors who shoot, they never make like direct movements. The movements have been always like this. And then we broke this normal rhythm so that in a certain moment of movement there are suddenly more slowing down. And to get this strangeness, feeling that everything going around slowly and never coming to the final end because there are somebody missing is coming from another side. And this another side is black and white with gray tones. And, it's made in purpose, it's made that it have to be really ugly. But I think it's more exact.
Če je bilo v Pritovem prvencu ali je zemlja okrogla iz leta 1977 v spredju proprašovanje motivov doma in potovanja, se v nadaljevanju kariere Prit srečal tudi s krajšimi zastoji, s pričo načina konstrukcije scenarija za drugi film, ki mu je v Čeh oblasti nadela etiketo Troublemakerja. Sledilo je spreminjanje scenarija. Kakšna montaža pa je značilna za Prita in kako jo ta estonski ustvarjalec razume?
It's obviously saying that you are more like Godard in terms of editing than Eisenstein. In terms of editing and reading the story, tak, it doesn't, it's not connected, so it's a completely new plotline, it's a new labyrinth, it goes somewhere, it comes back, it's tak, it's only you know
this editing, if we're talking about editing, this shot, you know, how to connect one scene to another. Mm. It's in feature film, when you're having some shot is 5 minutes long. So these cuts, they're also important in feature film. But in animation especially, I'm working with very short scenes. 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 5 seconds. So you all the time jumping from one scene to another, and then this where you're making this cut, it's much more important. It's like essential part of editing. Mm-hmm. And if you come to our days, well, everything is digital. Everything is not just cutting from one scene to another, but at the same time, we're making camera work. So camera movement, and we can change all the speed and rhythm inside of the scene. So it's totally new world, and you can get much more better result. And again, when I watch this old film, I'm wondering that I really learned so quickly how to make this place.
V nadaljevanju debate so se govorci dotaknili še historičnih sprememb v vrednostno-moralni orientaciji Pritovih filmov, kar pa je ustrezalo samemu uvoju režiserjeve ustvarjalne poti. Ob čemer je potrebno pozoriti, da je bila stanca moralnega pridiganja zelo priljubljena v takratnem času in prostoru. Hkrati pa so Pritovi filmi postali vse bolj kompleksni. Slednje lahko na primer opazimo v filmu Trikotnik, v katerem pa se ne nazadnje izriše še ena karakteristika Pritovih del.
But in the triangle also it started to appear what is then kind of we can also call it a trademark your erotic part in filmmaking because like you are representing usually women that are really beautiful with big breasts that you could, even if you don't show directly their breasts, but you do a lot of time, you could feel this sensuality. There is a sensual thing inside, and there is always in the air this feeling about sex, even if it's not really done. So I'm interested for the triangle in 1982. Did you have any problems then in Moscow because of this sexual, or did they were not interested to prohibit sexual?
Of course, it was eating and food in this film. Doesn't mean exactly food and eating.
Yes.
It's something else. And we had problems in Moscow. When the film was ready, mainly when the film was done, it was some people who is not very high position because it was mainly was rich film that was controlled. But in this case, I don't know why, like second man of the cinema committee, let's say like if boss of this committee is like level of minister, he was like next to minister. And he watched this film.
Secretar.
No, secretar. It was the...
Okay, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Anyway, he was... person who never watched anime. And he was really mad. And he shouting on me and our this woman from studio, she was paid for a face. And then I go to talk with him. He was surprised that I was speaking good Russian because Estonians having accent. And I use this street language also from my childhood. They like us to cut out 8 minutes. I said that I don't do this. And he said that in this case they don't make any prints and they don't show the film. I said that I don't care because I work just for pleasure of working, you know. I don't like to show my films. Mm-hmm. And then he suddenly stopped and asked, what do you need from me? Sorry, I'm missing now. It was, we skipped, because instead of 10 minutes, we'd like to make 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. He read the script, and he said that, never this film. And finally, he asked what we need. I said, just 8 minutes. He said, take this 8 minutes. But remember that from this moment, I'm going to read all the scripts and watch all the films. Mm-hmm. And the film was ready, then they, said that I have to cut out 8 minutes, but it took something like 3-4 months. Studio had some negotiations with Kino Quality, and finally it was compromised. I cut out 1.5 seconds.
Prit, ki sicer ne mara klišejskih kritiških etiketiram, v svoje delo vnaša precej autobiografskih elementov ali pač prisluhnimo govorcem.
There's a lot of autobiography also inside your film. There is a lot of things that you feel directly from your personal life, but then also from what you see in the society.
My mission is this, that anyway, me, I don't like to put something directly. You have to digest this first time. Find some visual image, what giving this feeling, but you don't mention actually this something.
Directly.
Yeah.
No, but okay, but Hotel E, which we started to discuss first, it's a, you could realize that it's a direct critic on the pop, on the American culture, on looking to see now what will go on. So the East, which you predicted will change completely and really fast towards is the West. So we are living in this global world where nothing, everything is the same and there is no alternative and so I think that somehow maybe Hotel A is the most direct of all your films, even though.
Yeah, if you need to compress this into one, if you like to find some message, if the message is something different, East or West, then it's, and the structure is very simple actually. Mm-hmm. It's going from one room to another. And again, if the structure is very simple, then I know what I need to do. And it's like this black and white part, this is there are stagnation. Finally, first it's very active, aggressive, dangerous, then step by step stopping. Mm-hmm. The other part, it's going around, staying in the same place until this one black guy coming from this side and then the system coming into the same point, like another system, just in a bit higher technological level.
But actually, now you explain this like that you would write like a symphony for the story. It has to have all the sense, it has to have, like, to put notes, right? Not as. Like you have, it has a structure that it's maybe only understandable to you first, but then somehow I think you develop that it makes a sense in the story somehow as well.
So I'm describing structure like structure for me. I don't mean that the spectator
can see the same way.
But it's just way of working so that you know what you're doing, and then you can make decisions and come to this final result. Of course, the final result is this is what you can see on the screen, and there are movement, rhythm, color, how it's animated, all together, and making this complex.
Naj pa današnjo oddajo sklenemo še z eno novico. In sicer od danes naprej se dvorana Slovenske kinoteke imenuje dvorana Silvana Forlana. Gre seveda za poklon prvemu direktorju kinoteke. Danes simbolna gesta ustreza tudi novemu kinotečnemu vodstvu, ki je za december pripravilo bogat program. Tako danes začenjajo s projekcijo Zujevega filma Potovanje v Tokio, prav tako pa se obeta še tridevno gostovanje avstrijske kinoteke, pri čemer si boste projicirane filme lahko ogledali brezplačno. Obetajo se še vrnitve srečanj, posvečenih dokumentarnemu filmu, pa seveda rezidenca Kino Ho. Naj v zvezi s kinotečnim programom pozorimo še na retrospektivo del slovenskega eksperimentalnega avtorja Vaska Preglja, pa konec koncev še na premiero težko pričakovanega Godarjevega filma Socializem. Današnjo oddajo sem ob zvočni podlagi iz ene od Pritovih animacij pripravila Nina Cvar, za tehnično realizacijo pa je poskrbel Simon.
Temna zvezda. Oddaja o filmu in skritih straneh filmskega vesolja. vsak prvi in tretji ponedeljek v mesecu ob 9:30 zvečer.